Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We have some concert news today, don't we, Dean?
Yeah, a couple of pretty big shows announced yesterday. One of them, not even until next year, and it's going to be Trevor Noah. Actually, about exactly a year from now, November 13th and 14th, 2023, he's going to be doing shows at the Chicago Theater. Tickets for that are going to go on sale on Friday. Significant that these will be the first shows since he will have quit The Daily Show. So, you know, he may have some interesting insights about late-night TV and things that he can't talk about on TV. Maybe he'll talk about them here when he's at the Chicago Theater. Pink will be performing August 12th at Wrigley Field. This, I believe, is the first Wrigley Field summer concert that has been announced. Tickets for that are going to go on sale November 21st. And Lizzo is coming back. She will be at the United Center on May the 17th. Tickets for that going on sale on Friday.
Yeah, it feels good to talk about summer today.
Yeah, I'd go for a nice humid day right now, right?
All right, let's get today's Pete Davidson dating update.
Yes, who can keep track of who he's dating these days? Just broke up with Kim Kardashian before that. Wasn't it Ariana Grande, I think? Can't remember. But anyway, the insider sources are telling Us Weekly that he is now dating supermodel Emily Ratajkowski. That he loves how intelligent she is, and she loves how she how he makes her laugh. Sense of humor goes a long way. I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Both have recently gone through bad breakups. She just separated from her husband in July, so apparently they're enjoying each other's company right now.
Good for them. Anything new on Jay Leno?
He is apparently okay. The word came out yesterday that he had suffered severe burns at his own garage. You know, that's all he does is work on his cars. He's got like 200 of them now, but was working on some cars in his own garage. A fire broke out, severely burnt his face and hands. He is being treated at a burn center in the Los Angeles area right now. But he did issue a statement yesterday saying that he's okay, needs a week or two just to get back on his feet. But he says he's doing all right, was hospitalized and in the burn center now.
We've been talking about Christina Applegate lately and her health issues, but she got her star yesterday, didn't
she? Yeah, she deserves a little bright spot. You know, all the news has not been great for her since she announced that she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis and is living with that now. Actually is now developing trouble with walking, but got herself one of those Hollywood Walk of Fame stars yesterday. It was her first public appearance since she made the announcement that she's got MS. A lot of her cast members, including Katie Segal from Married with Children, were on hand. A lot of her Netflix stars from her series Dead to Me on hand. She is getting ready to debut the final season of that Netflix series this coming Thursday. And she looked terrific on stage, and you know, continue to wish her well.
I heard a long time ago, tell me if this is true, Dean, that if you pay some, I forget what the fee is, to the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce, you can get the star on the Walk of Fame. Yeah. I mean, providing you actually are in show business.
Yeah, I don't think they'll just let you know, like me, walk up there and with a pocket full of cash inside,
or,
like one of those
me.
Stars.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's very doable. I don't know why I thought I thought Bob's going to ask me about this today. I don't know why I thought that.
Yeah,
and
well,
darned if you didn't.
Yeah, don't you know me?
I believe it's like 50 grand. You have to pay like 50 grand.
That'll eliminate the people like you and me
in order right to. But yeah, it's a simple thing, and if you notice, many of the people are more than deserving, mm-hmm. but it almost always happens right before they have a movie coming out, TV series. Mm-hmm. They always time it to some kind of event so you can get some little publicity. And a dope like me will go, the final season of Dead to Me will premiere on Thursday.
Talking entertainment with Dean Richards. I hated hearing about Roberta Flack this morning, Dean.
Yeah, this is not the greatest news in the world to think that we will never hear beautiful songs like this one again.
Killing me softly with this song. Killing me softly with this song. Telling my whole life with his words.
One of the most beautiful voices ever, Killing Me Softly, just one of her number one hit songs. Songs like First Time Ever, I Saw Your Face, and Feel Like Making Love, and the list goes on and on. Winner of 4 Grammy Awards, but now her voice has been silenced. Her publicist has made the announcement that she has been diagnosed with the neuromuscular disease, ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, and that she can no longer sing. She actually even has difficulty speaking right now. She is 85 years old, last made an appearance at the Apollo Theater, where she was trying to do a concert and actually collapsed on stage at that time. So we are definitely going to wish her well. She sure gave us some amazing songs through the years, and her all those duets with Donny Hathaway and so many great songs.
Yeah, very sad news. The Days of Our Lives star, John Aniston, passed away, and Jennifer's father, right?
Yeah, he's an actor in his own right, but yeah, he is the father of Friends star Jennifer Aniston. But he appeared in nearly 3,000 episodes of Days of Our Lives over 30 years. For fans of the show, they know the character on the show that he played, Victor Kiriakis. He in real life a Greek born, but he played this Greek guy on the show as well. Received a Daytime Emmy Lifetime Achievement Award just earlier this year. Jennifer Aniston on her Instagram page posted the message, "Sweet Papa John Anthony Aniston, you were one of the most beautiful humans that I ever knew. Days of Our Lives will be paying tribute to John Aniston on their final episode the day after Christmas." John Aniston was 89 years old. John Aniston, as I said, was born in Greece. His real name, Yannis Anastakis.
Of course it was.
Yannis Anastakis. I think I'm saying that right.
Robert Downey Jr. paying tribute to his father, isn't he?
Yeah. It's a really sweet-looking documentary. I haven't seen the whole thing yet, but I saw a teaser for it, some early footage of a documentary that's called Senior. And it is Robert Downey Jr. paying tribute to his late father, who was also an actor and a filmmaker. And, there are some amazing clips of some of his early works, Senior's work. And you see little Robert Downey Jr. In there as well as a little boy. But the documentary is about the impact that Senior made on Hollywood and the impact that he made on the life of his son. And the documentary, as I said, is called Senior. And it will begin streaming on Netflix on December the 2nd.
We finally got around to watch the premiere of Yellowstone last night. Have you seen it yet, Dean?
I haven't watched the season 5 premiere yet, no.
Yeah, 2 hours. It definitely is the Sopranos on a ranch. And I guess it's... So I'm confused about... It's on Paramount, but there were commercials. I don't understand Paramount Plus. And then didn't I watch it last year on Hulu? I can't understand what's going on with this.
Yeah, it's on... Well, I mean, the series itself is... the regular series is on Paramount Plus and the Paramount Network. But for the season 5 premiere... They put it on every single outlet, every single streaming channel that Paramount owns.
Oh, I see.
Which is MTV, BET. It was everywhere. Sunday night, I'm flipping around, you know, my usual Sunday evening viewing, looking for some Three Stooges or some other intellectual viewing that I enjoy. I'm seeing Yellowstone like on every channel on my program guide, and I was like, oh yeah, the season premiere is season five premieres tonight. So they blew it out. They had record audience numbers, huge audience numbers. But I think it'll go back to normal without commercials, you know, as the season gets back to normal. Pretty violent, though, I heard.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And they do release those just week to week, right? It's not like The Crown where they're all available.
Where you can binge the whole thing. I believe that one is a week to weeker, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
look at Kevin Costner, like reinventing himself all the time. I mean, he always plays these kind of, in a rough, not exactly cowboys. I mean, certainly this one he is, but he always plays these, like, you know, guys, you know, cut from the Americana.
Yep.
And redefining himself with these new roles. And we think about some of the stuff that he's done over the years. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, I hear that he's asked the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce to move his star to the front of the Ponderosa restaurant because of this. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.